I said, come over here and sit next to me. I'm dying to tell you all about myself.
Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
Our children have decided to have lots of children of their own, which means their families are roughly the size of families of the 60s who had their own postal codes. Here are seven benefits of having a large family. One, the milk in the fridge never expires. Two, no more banging your head getting into small cars or playing Tetris to wedge stuff in the trunk. You now have yourself a people mover. Number three, you get to use all the names in the Old Testament. You always liked the name Maher Shalal Hashbaz, but couldn't use it. Now, you're running out of other options. Number four, group discounts on just about everything. Family swim passes, two-for-one deals. Charter an airplane, it may be cheaper. Number five, the kids are never bored. Sure, they get on each other's nerves, but there's never a dull moment. Remember going to a circus? This is like that, but the tigers are smaller. Number six, nothing is wasted. Clothes, shoes, hats, coats, bikes, gum, even toothpicks are recycled by appreciative siblings. And number seven, no more bullies. Yes, your kids get in each other's hair and food, but nothing gets them more riled up than someone else doing the job for them. Look out, they have each other. Of course, not everyone is excited about you having this many children. Many view kids as a liability, not a blessing. Our daughter Rachel and her husband Jordan have five kids. Here are actual quotes lobbed at them while they shop. You've got your hands full. Rachel smiled and said, not really. After you've had three, they pretty much take care of each other. It's like Lord of the Flies, only they don't kill each other. You just think they might. You'll need a school bus soon. Yep, just like you'll need an ice pack for your black eye. She didn't say this. She's kind and tired. And this from a wannabe comedian. You know what causes that, don't you? Yes, we just figured it out, so now we keep our toothbrushes in separate glasses. One lady clutched her pearls and said, are they all your kids? Next time, Rachel will say, actually, I have no idea who they are. I thought they were yours. Kids, where are your mothers? And then there was the middle-aged guy who high-fived our son and said, way to go, man. And the lady in church, we need more kids, she said, raised by moms and dads who love Jesus and love each other. Well done. Let me get serious for a minute. Remember what God said in Jeremiah 29 through the prophet Jeremiah? We all know the verse, for I know the plans I have for you, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future. But what comes before that? They were off to Babylon, and this is what he said. Build houses and settle down. Marry and have sons and daughters. Increase in number there. Do not decrease. Also seek the peace and prosperity of the city to which I have carried you into exile. Pray to the Lord for it, because if it prospers, you too will prosper. That's Jeremiah 29. I rarely load up on as much hope as I do while holding little Abby, so fresh from heaven. I get the sense that God is not finished with this weary old world quite yet. Some of us are from small families, some from large, some are single, some wish they could have kids. We're all God's children. Let's speak words that build each other up. And the next time you see a tired parent with a troop in tow, try this. I love seeing large families. You're doing great, Mom and Dad. And if you're still undecided, here's one more benefit of a large family. The more kids you have, the more chances there are that you'll find one that you like. A little boy wrote, Dear Santa, three boys live at my house. Jeffrey is 2, David 4, and Norman 7. Jeffrey and David are good some of the time, and Norman is good all of the time. I am Norman. Well, how good to know whatever kind of year we've had, God is still with us. That's the promise of Christmas that brings joy and hope. From the Calloway house to yours, a very blessed Christmas. Emmanuel, God is with us. Laugh Again, truth bringing laughter to life.